My name is Nick Brumfield. I'm from the Amanda Clearkick FFA chapter, and I will be serving as the 2013-2014 State Sentinel.
So how does it feel to say that?
It's kind of crazy. I mean, it's kind of setting in now that I'm going to be taking on this this outstanding opportunity, this goal I've set for myself since my freshman year, that is finally here. It's kind of a bit of a shock type of feeling. You're not fully set into the complete reality of the situation.
Nick, if you would describe what it was like hearing your name called as a state officer.
One word, magical. I was in my seat, my legs are trembling, my palms are sweaty, probably have a complete pool of sweat in them. And I just hear my name called, and when I ran up to the stage, I was like, they were moving me, and I was just going, and somehow I just got on the stage without even realizing it seemed like.
Share with us a little bit about your FFA experiences.
My FFA experiences have been just absolutely amazing. Ever since my freshman year, my chapter has offered me so many opportunities, whether it was competing in multiple CDEs, where I've been fortunate enough to actually be on a total of 5 state winning teams, which has just been outstanding. My chapter has really supported me and really helped us along through there, and just offered so many trips and leadership workshops that have led me to actually be able to get where I am today.
So who along the way, though, has been there to kind of encourage you and give you that support that you need?
The main person is my ag teacher, Mr. Tilly, and also my other ag teacher, Mr. Sharp. Ever since probably my sophomore year, they've been working with me, whether it was how I was acting at a certain event, how I could improve upon that to make myself just improve my character overall and improve my leadership qualities. I guess they saw I had potential to do something great from the beginning, and they've worked on me ever since then, and it's led me to get to where I am today, and it's just an amazing feeling.
What kind of year are you anticipating as a state officer?
I'm anticipating just a crazy year, an outstanding year full of making new friends, just seeing what all outstanding FFA members are out there throughout the state of Ohio, because I know I'm going to be learning more from the FFA members than they're probably going to be learning from me. It's going to be a really great learning experience, and I just can't wait.
Nick, I know you just walked off stage after being named a state officer, but let me ask, do you have an idea in mind on maybe one thing you hope to accomplish in your year as a state officer?
I'd say probably one thing I really want to accomplish is getting more and more like 8th grade, junior high students to join the FFA. I want to be able to help increase the percentage of people that are going to actually join the FFA, because this is a growing organization, and I would like it to keep that way and grow even more, so that way this organization can continue to be the outstanding youth organization that it is and just promote even more leaders for the future.
Just one other question. After your year as a state officer, what's in your future career plans?
This year, this fall, I will be attending The Ohio State University in Columbus to study renewable energy engineering. And I'm going to go straight through and get my master's degree in that. And I hope to implement renewable energy systems more on agriculturally related areas, but pretty much just install renewable energy throughout Ohio, throughout the world. I really hope to be able to go to some third world countries and implement renewable energy systems there, so that way more people will have more opportunities for them to live healthier lives and get out of some of the starvation and hunger that this world has today.
Nick, again, congratulations on being elected a state officer.
Thank you.